Welcome to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I'm your host, Blakely Ramsey, and the goal of this podcast is to discuss all things personal development, wellness, and the art of editing your life in an elevated way. From mastering morning routines to mastering your mindset, we're going to sift through the noise and empower you to take elevated action. Make sure you catch the show notes for all the details. Enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome back to the Elevated Edit Podcast. So for today's short and sweet Friday episode, since it has been 1 week since, well, 1 work week, since the launch of the Elevated Edit Co., when I was brainstorming potential ideas for today's episode, I was like, I can tell everyone how I operated like a high-level CEO and how, you know, I closed all of these deals and all the things. But then I was like, is that really going to provide value? And as I was taking notes, I was just kind of like journaling and processing. And I was like, Blakely, why don't you write down all of the things that went wrong? And as I wrote them down, I realized each one of these could have been and would have been a reason for most people to quit. And I truly think, you know, not just myself, but looking at other successful entrepreneurs or successful, you know, employees or whatever it is, resilience and grit is the main differentiator between the people who make it and the people who don't. Because things are going to happen. You have no control over a lot of things. Issues are going to arise. Problems are going to occur. And in my personal opinion, the way that you handle those issues and the way that you just keep taking action regardless of the situation is how you grow and how you succeed, because it's a long-term game. And so today we are going to talk about the things that went wrong during this first week of the Elevated Edit Co. And I want to just show you the mindset of this is not a reason to quit. This is a lesson. This is something that happened to help me learn, help me grow, help me evolve. Like, a lot of things could have gone differently this week for sure. But I learned so much. I probably learned more in this last week than I have in the last year. And I learned more in the last year than in the last decade. So that's just like, once you get the ball rolling and you seek out failure in order to learn, your life will grow exponentially in whatever it is that you are wanting to achieve, aspiring for. Like, it will just, the pace will pick up so quickly. So let's jump into the first issue that I ran into, and it was actually kind of a big one. Okay, so I've mentioned that I've paid for ads training. I am in a mastermind. I spent the last 2 weeks perfecting my prospecting and retargeting ads. So I had two different prospecting campaigns, and I had a retargeting campaign, and I also had a story follow campaign. So I had a couple different campaigns running, and then within each campaign, I had multiple ad sets. So there were a lot of ads running, or should have been running. So I got everything set up. Everything looks really good. And my coach was like, you might want to go ahead, because I had planned on starting the ads on Monday when the business was launched, so to speak. And she said, well, sometimes, especially if you're new to running ads, so keep in mind, running an ad and boosting a post are wildly different. I didn't know that before. Wildly different. Wildly different. And so she said, when you first start running ads, it takes a while, A, for Facebook to approve it. Like, once you've started, you know, running ads regularly, they'll approve it. But they just want to at first make sure that you're not, you know, spam or scam or whatever it is. And so I turned my ads on Friday. Okay. And what I did not realize at the time was Facebook initially gives you a small threshold. So it's like $2 is your threshold, and then it takes it out of your card. And then they bump it up to 5, and then they bump it up to 50. Well, I was not aware of that. And so when I turned my ads on, I, you know, very quickly hit the $2 threshold. And so it came out of my, you know, business account. And then like 2 hours later, I had hit another $2 threshold and it came out of my business account. Well, when it went to do the third, I guess because there were so many hits in one day, it disabled, like my business, my debit card declined the third one because obviously, and I get it, I'm appreciative of that, but there were, you know, three recurring $2 payments. And so I'm like, okay, panic. You know, I got a notification from my ads account. So I verified that it was actually from Facebook. And so I went in and I tried to update my payment method, whatever, it wouldn't work. So I switched to my personal card and, you know, went ahead and paid that. And then I went back. So then on Sunday, it did it again, but now it's at the $5 threshold. So then it disabled my entire account completely. And I was like, oh my goodness. And so then on Monday, I tried it again. And so now at this point, it bumped me up to the $50 threshold because I was to that point. And now my ads account was disabled for an entire 72 hours. So there was never a point during this whole entire week where my ads were consistently running for more than like a couple of hours at a time. And the unfortunate thing was that the big majority of my launch, of my company launch campaign was these ads. Like I put all of my energy and effort into the ads. I didn't necessarily put a lot of effort into like an Instagram post or a Facebook post or an email newsletter or even a podcast. Like I put all of my energy and effort into these ads that effectively did not run this entire week. And so that was such a big learning lesson for me. To try things out a little bit before the day of the launch. And then B, to not put all of your eggs in one basket. In my mind, I was like, I can't control the Instagram algorithm. I can't control Facebook algorithm. You know, email, newsletter, click rates aren't always the best. And so I was like, for me, I can control specifically who sees my ads, especially when it comes to retargeting, because I can retarget specifically to, you know, the people who follow me on Instagram, the people who engage with the website, the people who engage with the Facebook page. Like I can control that. But you can't always control everything. And so that was such a learning lesson for me to make sure that I'm more omnipresent than I think I need to be, to always have like a backup omnipresence plan. Like if I had really put a ton of effort into my initial podcast episode, which I'll be super transparent, I was kind of nuts this last weekend. And so I didn't put a whole lot of energy and effort into the podcast episode. So I didn't feel like I could have really promoted it, but it would have just been better if I would have had one more channel of omnipresence, if I would have done a really good YouTube video or done a really cool Pinterest campaign or had a really good email newsletter, something. So that was kind of a big deal. And I could have gotten really down about it, but I was like, you know what? This is a lesson learned. Thankfully, I plan on this company being around for another 200 years. So one day, one week is not going to be the end of the world, but it was just kind of funny because I'd like put all of my eggs in one basket and then the basket just crumbled. So yeah, I think that would have gotten a lot of people really down, but I just kept moving and grooving. So it didn't go as planned, but it wasn't the end of the world. And now I know, the Facebook threshold, and I've called the bank that I have my business account through, and they have kind of tweaked some things on their end. So hopefully we don't run into that anymore. Okay. The second problem is so funny. Okay. So I am in addition to ads training, I'm in a sales training program, and people have asked, no, it's not like any sales training you've ever been through. I pinky promise that. But
we have lab, and so, you know, we're able to do role play, and I've done really well in all the role play, and I have just like crushed all this training. Like, I have felt so good about it. And I don't know what happened this week, but I got in 3 different sales conversations, 3, and I just forgot everything. I completely forgot everything. I like went back, and because it was voice memos, and I went back and listened to them. I'm like, Blakely, did you listen to any of your training? Have you paid attention to any of your coaching calls? I mean, I really, and you know, I didn't make the sale on any of the 3, you know, sales calls, any of those 3 sales calls. I was like, whoa, I completely dropped the ball on my training. And now I made sales this week, but I didn't use my sales skills that I've learned effectively at all. So I just really thought that one was so funny that I have been like so invested in this coaching program. I get so excited for the calls. I have like dived into the material, but the first time I like tried to use it out in the wild, I fell flat on my face. Not one time, not 2 times, but 3 times. And the lesson I learned there is reps, 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 practice, practice, practice. I thought because I'd been practicing in lab and doing, you know, one-on-ones with role playing with my other, you know, colleagues that are in there, that I was ready to go, and I was not. So that was a huge lesson. More reps, more practice, more reps, more practice. And it's going to take me some time to get this framework down. Number 3. What a wild week it has been. So I had to take an entire day off this week. I'm not going to go into the particulars of why I had to take said day off, but I did not account for that at all. I had a really high level plan this week. I was going to, you know, execute efficiently and be disciplined and run my systems and run my plan. And thankfully, I do have systems in place. So things were still automating in the background, even though I was not available for an entire day. And it really threw me off. But that, like I said, that was one of the beautiful things about having systems, is that even though I physically or mentally could not be present in my business, I didn't worry about anything falling through the cracks. I didn't worry about anybody, you know, needing something from me and not getting an answer, whatever the case was. Like, things were still able to operate in the background because I had systems in place. And so that really threw me off to take an entire day off. And taking an entire day off led to the next big problem. Like, I was like, what is happening this week? If I was someone who interpreted disruption or interpreted failure as a reason to stop, I would not continue. Like, I'd be like, okay, I'm done after this week. I'm done. But thankfully, I'm not. I am someone who interprets failures and setbacks as a reason to grow. But I missed my first podcast episode since I started the podcast. I just completely missed it. I'm like, what? Like, y'all know this podcast is my baby. I love work and I love, you know, making an income and an impact, but this podcast is literally like my little angel baby child, and I missed an entire episode. I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that I had to take an entire day off when I would have initially ensured that the podcast episode was uploaded properly, because it was hanging out in its hangar. It just wasn't published. And so, yeah, completely missed an entire podcast episode. Y'all will get, it was a good one too, y'all will get that episode at some point in the next couple of weeks. But wow, I completely just dropped the ball on that. And I just need to tighten that system up. That was all that was, because I do have a system in place for it, and it's a system that's ran very well for me, but I've got to tighten it up. And that was just a lesson learned there. And this last thing, and y'all might notice if you follow me on social media, and it kind of had to do, I think, with having to take that day off, was I have had zero creativity this week. Normally, I am super creative. I have all the ideas. I have all of the content. And like, my only limit to my content is the fact that I am working. And so I can't just create content all the time. But this week, I've had zero creativity. Like, I haven't even wanted to get on social media. I have not wanted to post on stories. Like, and I think too, because I'm finally coaching, like, I'm finally in the process. I'm getting my first round of students ready to start with the Elevated Success Accelerator next week. The first round, the first cohort of students is starting. And so I'm like actually in my zone of genius and I'm moving and grooving and things are exciting and people are responding so well already to the company and to the programs that maybe I just like dove so deep into that. My creativity just turned off. Like I was like so Coach Blakely and I was not Content Creator Blakely this week at all whatsoever. So my goal is to do like intensives on each social media platform so that I can really master each one. And when I say master, I say that very relatively because, you know, I can't master an entire platform in 1 month, but I do want to focus on like, okay, this month I'm focusing on this. This month I'm focusing on this. And so for March, and I was going to go ahead and start this week, I'm focusing on YouTube. Like I really want to deep dive into YouTube and have a really strong following and audience on YouTube for 2025. I might even do March and April, but we'll see. And I did an entire vlog Monday and Tuesday. And I even like watched some of the clips back and I was like, this is really entertaining. And for some reason, I just have not had the content energy to edit it and upload it. And normally that's what I love. Like I love editing. I love uploading. I love coming up with the captions and the thumbnails and all the things. Like I truly enjoy it. But this week, I don't know, it was like the dial just got turned off. And that I'm so thankful that that happened because I was not aware that when I got in coaching mode, it was going to affect other areas of my life, not necessarily negatively, but I just need to be aware of like, okay, my energy might be a little lower when it comes to content creation now. And so I'm going to have to create a better system for that. I might have to start batching more content. I might have to start, you know, condensing coaching days down to 3 days a week and then having 2 days of content creation or whatever it is. I took that as a, okay, I'm not going to look at this as a failure that I didn't post the way that I should have this week, or I wasn't as creative as I wanted to be. This just shows me that this is something I need to reevaluate. And this is something that I need to make sure that I go back and create a system for. So this doesn't happen again in the future. Or if it does happen again in the future, I have, you know, a bank to pull from. I've got something, you know, I've got systems running in the background. And yeah, it was a big lesson learned. And it shocked me. It really did. That was something I wasn't expecting from myself. Like I thought this week I was going to be like high level execution on all of the things. And I am thankful that the one thing I did really execute on was my students and my clients. Like I poured into them so much because I was so excited because this is like, it's happening. And I did make sure they were very well taken care of, but pouring so much energy into that did kind of drain me in other areas. And so now I know when it comes to energy management, I'm going to have to revise some things because actually being a coach and a business owner is a lot different than being someone who is about to launch a company. Like it's been kind of a different mindset shift. And yeah, so those are some interesting things that happened this week. And I just wanted to show y'all that perspective because I feel like I sometimes get really down when I am watching other people on social media and they're crushing it and they're doing all the things and they make it look so effortless and they just make it look like they just wake up in the morning and everything is just so easy to them. And I hear people say that to me personally a lot. They go, Blakely, you just make it look so easy. And I'm like, baby, I feel really bad that I portray my life to look that way because there is a lot of, I do put in a lot of effort. I really want when people think of Blakely, I want them to think of someone who is, you know, reliable and creative and forward thinking and diligent and excellent. Like, I do want people to look at me that way, but I also want people to know, like, I struggle sometimes. I don't wake up feeling motivated all the time. I put all my eggs in one basket and the basket falls through the cracks. And I, you know, things happen in my life that isn't what I planned. And so I just wanted this episode to be very transparent and take it or leave it. If this makes you feel good, great. If you didn't like this episode, sorry, I didn't bring my usual charm. But I did want to just be transparent about like what life can really look like. And if there is anything that you are struggling with, or you are just thinking like, wow, if my life could just be like hers, whoever her is, if my life could just be like hers, it'd be so easy. If I just had her motivation, it'd be so easy. If I just had her discipline, it'd be so easy. Just know that like everybody is struggling in their own ways. We just need to find the systems and habits to pick ourselves back up. And we need to have the self-awareness and the ability to look back and go, okay, I didn't do the best job on that. I'm not going to get down on myself. I am going to revisit it, reevaluate it, set a system to move forward and learn from this. And I'm not going to dwell on the past. I'm going to live from the future. I'm going to live as my future self, and I'm going to keep trucking. So I hope that you got a little something out of this episode. If it was even just like a tiny bit of encouragement that like, huh, Blakely's week kind of sounded like my week too. I hope that it provided that for you. But that's all I've got for you. With that, I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and full of actionable tips. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the resources and links mentioned. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Follow us on social media for more updates and inspiration. Until next time, keep growing, glowing, and elevating your life. See you soon.